This is KCUR 89.3. 4 years ago, just 4 years ago, the Kansas City Royals and Baltimore Orioles squared off in the American League Championship Series. Tonight, they start a three-game series at Kauffman Stadium, and the stakes are substantially lower. Both teams were mathematically eliminated from the playoffs more than a month before the end of the season. KCUR's Greg Eklund explains how we got here.
The Royals are on pace to break the team record of 106 losses set in 2005. General Manager Dayton Moore admits he was caught off guard by how bad this season is.
I really thought next year would be the year that we really, really struggle.
Before the season started, the Royals braced themselves for the loss of three key players from the 2015 World Series championship team, Eric Hosmer, Lorenzo Cain, and Mike Moustakas. Royals outfielder Alex Gordon had a hard time saying goodbye.
For what they've done for this city and this organization, it's been, can't even explain how important it is what they've done.
Hosmer and Cain moved on in free agency, but Moustakas didn't get the contract offer he expected and returned. With Moustakas and the signing of veterans Lucas Duda and John Jay, Dayton Moore didn't anticipate falling out of contention in April.
That's disappointing. To all of us, especially those that are putting the uniform on and living it each and every day.
Here, here.
The third baseman, number 18, Mike Moustakas.
Moustakas got a reprieve when the Royals dealt him to Milwaukee before the July 31st trade deadline, where he's teamed up again with Cain, who starts in center for the Brewers.
You know, it was tough. We knew we weren't going to probably make it to the postseason in Kansas City, obviously, with losing Lolo and Haas and a bunch of other guys.
Since then, it's been trying. Starting pitcher Danny Duffy has been ejected from a game twice, the first two times in his seven-year big league career, most recently 3 weeks ago.
I know we're in last place. Lock it in. Like, we all are trying our butts off. We got to lock in on every pitch.
The 2003 Detroit Tigers lost 119 games. One of their starting pitchers was Steve Sparks.
When something goes awry during the course of a game, whether it be earlier or in the middle of the game, it's a here we go again. And that's the attitude that the team takes.
Moore says he's aware of the players' potential to hang their heads before the first pitch is thrown. And manager Ned Yost is battling that.
You've got to come ready every single day to be positive. That's what Ned and the coaching staff do so well.
But it doesn't stop there. Moore says the front office also takes on the responsibility that it keeps things upbeat throughout the Royals' minor league system.
I mean, we got to make sure that we're communicating and being positive and letting them know that there's a vision that we all share together to get us back to where we were.
There's an upside to this battle of futility between the Orioles and Royals.
With the first selection of the 2018 MLB draft, the Detroit Tigers...
It sounds like a big prize, and it can be if you develop those draft picks. Case in point, a handful of players from that 2003 Tigers team that made it to the World Series 3 years later. Sparks wasn't with them, but he's now with the radio broadcast team in Houston, where the Astros lost 111 games in 2013 before turning it around and becoming world champs last year.
When the team's going well, everybody expects something good to happen, and that's when things turn into one of those magical seasons.
A name to watch for down the road, Khalil Lee, a 20-year-old, drafted 2 years ago and playing for Northwest Arkansas in AA. He's a fleet-footed outfielder who's an all-around athlete with some power. As for Royals manager Ned Yost, his contract is up at the end of this year, and he's given no indication that he plans to step aside in the midst of another rebuilding job. Yost remains as feisty as ever.
Anybody else got anything? So we're sitting here and staring at each other.
The fan base has its own question. Got anybody else for next year? For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.